Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. Have you ever heard the expression, "It's not what happens to you, but how you respond"? Well, there have been several times when I had to remind myself of this quote. In particular, one situation comes to mind. Why? Because it had been one of those days. You know those days. Here's why. It was the last day before we were shutting down for our annual vacation week. Our organization was buzzing with activity when my secretary came into my office. She had that look, and I knew she had unwelcome news. I asked her to sit down, and then I asked what was wrong. She took a deep breath, and then she indicated several key staff members of a critical department were out of the office. Of course, I asked, why? Over the next 15 minutes, she walked me through everyone's reason for being out. When she finished, it was my turn to take a deep breath, and I actually began to rub my temples. You see, five members of the same department were out, and the remaining department members were very upset. While the department members understood the situation, they were not happy. You see, we had a lot of things that needed to be done before we closed up everything for our annual vacation. Well, as I sat in my chair, I knew I had two choices. So, what were the choices? Well, the first choice was I could take charge and find a solution. Or the second choice, which was I could spend the day complaining. After all, this was happening because of choices that other people made, not a choice that I had made. Well, as the leader, I really didn't have a choice. You see, my job is to solve problems. So, instead of wringing my hands and complaining, My brain shifted into problem-solving mode. Missing a third of the department meant we needed a creative solution. While I met with the department members to listen to their concerns, I asked the department manager to brainstorm practical solutions. During the meeting with the department members, I spent my time primarily listening. I acknowledged their frustrations and informed them we were working on a solution. While they weren't happy as they left the meeting, they did appreciate being heard. The department manager created a win-win solution to get the minimum requirements completed. And although the day didn't go as planned, we did end on a positive note. You know, every leader faces challenges. The way we react to everything that happens around us determines the quality of our life. You see, the real question is not if you will face a challenge, but when. So, how do you respond to the challenges of leadership? Here are three ways to help you turn your leadership challenges into opportunities. Number one, accept responsibility. Remember, the situation with the department was not caused by me. The individuals in the department decided to stay home, which put more work on their colleagues. However, I am the leader of the organization. Therefore, it is my responsibility. So what I told the members of the department that did come to work that day was that I am responsible and I will address their concerns with their colleagues. But at the end of the day, the responsibility lies on my shoulders and I accepted responsibility for the situation. Number two, leverage your resources. So what did I do? I tasked the department manager with coming up with a solution. I asked the manager to leverage the resources that they had to get the basic things that needed to be done. And anything else that we got done on top of that would be a benefit, which ties directly in to number three. Create win-win solutions. The steps that we took to make sure that we got the things that we needed to have done before we shut down for our annual vacation, created a win-win solution for all parties. It was a win for the members of the department that were there because they were able to really focus on the things that were important instead of all of the things that would normally get done. It was a win for the organization because the work that we absolutely needed to be done was done. And it was a win for me as a leader because I gained trust and I also gained influence with the people that were there on the ground doing the work. Remember, you always have a choice on how you respond to situations. As the leader, everyone takes their cue from you. The culture of your organization is based on your leadership. Therefore, it's important to make good choices and turn challenges into opportunities. This week's More Leadership Moment quote is by Dr. John C. Maxwell, who said, "Life
is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. How do you respond to the challenges of leadership?
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.